I'm speaking today with Danielle Clore. She's the executive director of the Kentucky Nonprofit Network. Kentucky Gives Day was held this week, and I wanted to get you on the phone here to talk about the results. What were they, and were they a surprise to you?
Well, we had a fantastic day. On the day itself, we raised a little over $720,000 with nonprofits all across Kentucky. The giving day was, you know, where the window was held over to kind of let any last minute gifts come in. So we ultimately got bumped up to $740,000 total, which is amazing. And our total is about $3.5 million over the 9 years of the event. So we were thrilled because we raised more than we did in 2020. And both years, as you can imagine, we're a little uncertain. We weren't sure what to expect, certainly last year. And this year, you know, folks weren't recently necessarily getting a stimulus check. And, you know, and that we think had a big impact last year on folks' generosity. So we weren't sure. So we were delightfully inspired by the generosity of Kentuckians near and far. And I believe 220 of the participating nonprofits received donations on Tuesday. So they are thrilled. And as you can imagine, it could not have come at a better time. Organizations are really in need. They have stepped up to provide services to their communities, and these donations matter so much to that work.
I want to go back, you know, and nobody really wants to talk about too much about 2020, but just give us a sketch of what nonprofits were facing in that year, especially of 2020.
Well, it really impacted organizations in a variety of different ways. So, and still is, honestly. I mean, they're still kind of grappling with it, again, in a variety of ways. So for some organizations, they have really seen an increased demand in services. So they're trying to scramble to meet that need, sometimes trying to hire more staff and raise more money to offset that increased demand. So that's been kind of one end of the spectrum. On the other end, you've had folks who in many ways have kind of had to hibernate because whatever it is they may do just could not be modified or pivoted or whatever you want to call it, you know, to kind of address the COVID situation. And then you've got those folks in the middle who were able to come up with new and innovative ways to deliver their services. And it will be interesting to see if those folks go back to the way they used to do things now that we know we can do so many things virtually and in new ways. So we're eager to see that. Many organizations received federal relief. Many did not. And so that has been a challenge. So we've also seen some national data around fundraising. And we know that giving was up in 2020, but it was primarily with larger nonprofits. And so that's a problem in Kentucky because about 80% of our nonprofit sector have annual operating budgets of less than $1 million a year. So what that means is they're usually not on the receiving end of a lot of those larger donations. So it's been challenging. It's been really challenging. And again, we couldn't be more proud of this nonprofit sector. They are resilient. They have stepped up. They've done really everything and beyond facing unimaginable circumstances to be sure the needs of the people they serve are met.
So we did get a difference in the amount of funds raised from 2020 to 2021. It was, what, $650,000 in 2020, and that jumped up to $740,000, as you just said. Yeah. Were you surprised by that margin?
Well, to some extent, we were. I mean, again, you want to be hopeful and optimistic. And in fairness, Kentucky's never let their nonprofit community down. So every year, the total increases. So we were hopeful and optimistic, but we just didn't know, just really did not know what to expect. So once we talked, you know, we kind of saw mid-morning how things were going as compared to last year. We were very optimistic and then, of course, delighted when we surpassed that $650,000 from last year. So we're just, you know, grateful and encouraged and hope that folks can continue that love of the sector and recognizing the role of nonprofits, certainly as service providers, whether it impacts them or their neighbors. You know this, a lot of times folks don't even realize the interaction they might have with nonprofits and don't necessarily see the work of nonprofits, but it's certainly happening behind the scenes in their communities. And I know you and I have had a conversation on this before. Nonprofits are the fourth largest employer in Kentucky. So they have an important impact on our economy as well. So a strong vibrant nonprofit sector benefits Kentucky in so many ways.
And a final question about the, just an opportunity to talk about the Kentucky Nonprofit Network and what it does.
Well, we are the State Association of Nonprofits. We've been around 19 years, and we've got over 820 nonprofit members from across Kentucky, but we serve thousands, either directly through sharing, honestly, this past year, it's been critical information, how to access federal relief, loans or grants, information about giving, information about safety guidelines, special programs for the people they serve. So really being that resource to be sure that nonprofits have the latest, most relevant and accurate information that they need to continue to provide services. And then the other work that nonprofits, whether they're a member of ours or not, may not see is our advocacy on their behalf in Washington and in Frankfurt and sometimes even locally, to be sure that nonprofits are receiving equitable relief along with small businesses. There's a lot of times that elected officials and policymakers don't always understand the nuances of the nonprofit sector and how they can be different. So ensuring that when there are tax credits, for example, those need to be payroll tax credits. Nonprofits pay payroll tax that are exempt for other, you know, from other taxes. So we're always on the lookout for that. And again, trying to tell that story to elected officials to be sure that they understand the economic, social, and human impact of the work of nonprofits to be sure that they're on their radar.
Danielle Clore, Executive Director for the Kentucky Nonprofit Network, has been my guest for today. And we want to thank you for your time and continued success.
Thank you so much.